I want to jump right into this. We got a message from a listener. I'll just go ahead and let him go.
I was helping my girlfriend move out of her old place. While we're sort of cleaning up, I come across this beautiful bottle of bourbon. And I thought, you know what? What's the harm? You know, what's going to happen? I'll take this. So I packed it up in one of the suitcases.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's texting her, because he doesn't know me. One of the people who lives there now is texting her, freaking out about the bottle of bourbon, and he's positive that she took it.
Mm.
And I have no idea what to do about this. Should I confess? Should I say, yeah, it was me, I took the bourbon, but then it puts her in a weird situation. They're never going to be able to trust her again, and that's on me. She doesn't even know about it. I didn't even tell her, so I'm feeling a little stuck.
Oh, well, that's what happens when you steal something.
Well, yeah. I mean, seriously, it's like, you know, what do? I just accidentally stole something.
I accidentally took this bottle of bourbon that was here at the apartment that I was helping my girlfriend move out of.
Seriously?
And now people are like, hey, that bottle of bourbon, what happened with that? And she's like, I have no idea. I don't know what you're talking about. And they think she's a liar, and he's over here twiddling his thumbs going,
I don't even know what bourbon is.
I just wish I hadn't drank the bottle already.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously.
I mean,
people
think
people get really, really touchy about the bourbon.
Well, yeah, especially in these parts. So
yeah.
here's what I think you can do and save face. And I think what you can do is just return it. Because obviously now, unless you've opened it, if you've opened it, you can't return it. But then you need to buy him a new one.
Well, it doesn't sound like he's opened it, though.
He said it's a really nice bottle of bourbon. I wish he would have told me what it was. I'm really.
Is it Pappy?
I know. Is it a really good, like what kind of bourbon are we talking here? Are we talking like
I still can't believe that he like just stole it and he was just like, what do I do? I feel bad.
Well, I don't know. If I'm trying to think in the moment, and I'm not justifying what he's doing, but. You know, he's packing up stuff and maybe it's just sitting there and maybe he didn't think, okay, maybe I should figure out if this is actually my girlfriend's bottle of bourbon or not. And maybe
yes.
He just grabbed it, you know?
Yeah. The fact that he didn't just ask his girlfriend, like, hey, is this yours?
Right.
It's a nice bottle of bourbon.
Right. Is this yours? And then
make sure we pack this up.
And then she'd be like, no. And that'd be the end of it.
Exactly.
Right. But that's not what
he
did.
But he didn't do that. And now here we are.
And now here we are. And he's like,
I feel like he's got to, if he has already opened it up, he's got to buy another one and it's just got to magically appear somewhere.
Well, that was going to be my suggestion is you've got to just drop it off on the porch or somehow get it back into the apartment and just let it be. You don't have to let it appear. Yeah. You don't have to have a note. Just let it appear. And.
Yeah.
I know that sounds a little deceitful, but what you did was a little deceitful, so you know what?
Absolutely. Just kind of try to undo it the way that you did it.
Yeah, maybe I think that's probably the best way to approach that.
Because, he's right. Even if he confesses, it looks bad on her.
Here's the thing. It depends. Man, if that bottle of bourbon, if he's opened it because he was curious, because it was a really good bottle of bourbon, I mean, that could be like in the hundreds of dollars. And
Sorry, buddy.
That could be hard.
I'm just saying to steal, and that can be pricey mistake to undo.
I'm saying our plan could be foiled if that is a rare bottle to find, you know?
Right. Or he takes out a loan.
I know. All right.
Either way, good luck. You got to buy a new bottle if you haven't opened it. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, just return it.
Get it back in there.
Yeah, just return it. All right. Well, hey, good luck to you. And, you know, may you at least ask questions before you just start taking expensive bottles of bourbon the next time your girlfriend moves, okay?
Seriously, stop stealing.